Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary, Lord, for you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace, to come before your throne of mercy, to come before your presence, God, to magnify you and to glorify you. We thank you for an opportunity to bow down before you, to humbly submit ourselves before you, to tell you, God, not our wills, but let thine will be done. We thank you for another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. For you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are an omnipotent God. And there is no one that can compare to you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And for that, God, we say thank you for another day that you have made. You spared our lives just one more day. You have purpose for our lives just one more day. You have victory in store for us, an expected in store for us just one more day, and we say thank you. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another opportunity to fulfill your purpose and plan for our lives. And thank you for this brand new day that you have made. I ask, God, that as we prepare ourselves for this day, that you would order our footsteps, that you would lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us wisdom, grant us patience, grant us strength, so that your will might be done in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we may walk the way that you want us to walk, that we may talk the way you want us to talk, that we may live the way you want us to live, that we may make your name glorious, and that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Thank you, God, that you did not leave me in the state that I was in, for I was deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was far from your promise. I was far from obedience, but you saw me as a wretch undone, in need of your help, in need of your mercy, in need of your favor, in need of your grace, and you had mercy upon me, and I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you even more because, God, you didn't leave me the same, but you picked me up, God. You turned me around. You placed my feet on solid ground, God, and you changed my life. I was once a wretch undone, but now I am a royal priesthood. I once was a sinner, God, on my way to hell, but now I am a chosen generation, a peculiar people. You called me out of darkness into your marvelous light, and you made me a joint heir with Jesus. Thank you, God, that you didn't just call me in and make me stand upon the outskirts, but you brought me in, God, and you brought me in close to you, God, that I am now a son of God. Thank you, God, for making me one of your sons. Thank you, God, for the authority that comes with being your child. Thank you, God, for the power, God, that I have, and the authority that I have, and the peace that I have, and the comfort that I have, because I belong to you. And since I belong to you, God, I have access to every anything that you have access to. And God, you have cattle on thousands upon thousands of hills, Lord. You do everything, God. You own everything. You are in control of everything. And so, God, when I need something, I can go to my Father. I can cast my cares upon him, for he cares for me. I can call upon you, and you will answer me and show me great and mighty things. I can have this confidence that when I pray, that you hear me, and have the confidence knowing that you hear me, God, that I have the petitions that I place before you. But I ask, God, that you continue to help me to submit to your will and to submit to your way. I don't want to take your grace. I don't want to take your favor. I don't want to take the right of sonship, God, for granted. I don't want to be a bastard child. God, I don't want to fall short of your glory. So, God, each and every day, make me over again, that I may draw nearer to thee. Every single day is another opportunity for me to become more intimate with you, to love on you more, God, to let you know I care about you, to let you know that I treasure you, God, and you mean the world to me. It's another chance, God, for me to submit to you wholly, God, in the name of Jesus, that I may be holy and acceptable before you, Lord. That's the least I can do. For the great thing that you did for me, God, being holy and acceptable is the least that I can do, God. For the sacrifice that you made for me on Calvary, it's the least that I can do to be holy and acceptable, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask, God, that you help renew my mind even now. Cast the devil out of the minds of your people. Cast the devil out of the wills of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. He is just a thief. He is just a lying wonder, and he's no good for us. He means no good for us. He only means to hurt us and to harm us, to steal, kill, and to destroy. But thanks be to God that we don't have to rely upon the devil. We don't have to trust him. We don't even have to play with him, God, because you came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Help us to choose life, Lord, today, and not death. Help us to choose eternal things and not these temporal things that fade away so quickly. Give us a hunger and a thirst for more of you. Our hunger and our thirst for more of you today, and more of your anointing, more of your presence, more of your power. A closer walk with thee. That's my heart's desire this morning. That's what I long for on this day, in the name of Jesus. And that's my petition. That's my cry for each and every one that's under the sound of our voice. God, that we may know you more intimately today. Because the closer we walk with you, God, the more power we can have, the more strength we will have, the more peace and the more joy. Because in your presence, God, there is fullness of joy, God. There is peace forevermore, God. In your presence, God, we have everything that we need and more, God. You are the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. And the closer we're with you, God, the better blessings we can get from you, Lord. When we're far away, God, we can't get everything, God, that you have for us. You have so many bountiful blessings for us, blessings, oh God, that will overtake us, blessings that will overwhelm us. And God, we only have access to those when we are close to you. Let us not be like the prodigal son who goes and frivolously, God, throws away the great things that you have blessed us with. And then we've had to come back, God, and we get a celebration. Yes, you called us out of darkness and you brought us back. But I want to be like the older brother who is able to experience your blessings each and every day, not being disconnected from you, not being disenfranchised, not finding myself in a pig's pen eating slop. But God, every day, God, I want to experience your glory. Every day, God, I want to be in your presence. God, every day, I want to experience your bountiful blessings. Every single day, God, my choice is you. So help us, God, today. Shape us and mold us up today, creating us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us. Wash us clean. Purify us even now. Make us holy and acceptable before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be the vessels that you have called for us to be. I ask for healing, Lord, today. I guess because the weather is changing, God, sickness is running around, Lord. I bind the flu right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask for healing from these colds, oh God, and these allergies that are going on in the household. I plead the blood right now, God, Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you. God, if you can heal from cancer, Lord, you can heal every manner of sickness and disease. It has to be subject to you. So I ask that the blood would cover my family, my household right now, and not only my family and my household, I ask for the blood to cover my ministry now. In the name of Jesus, cover Sister Miller as well, oh, God, and Sister Howard as well. Thank you, oh, God, for the things that you're doing in the household for the cultures, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, because you are still in the miracle working business. And as I asked you for prayer, God, and I asked you for healing, God, there's something more that you have in store for us, God. You still have great things in store for each and every one of us at Praise Center. And so, God, we submit to you, God. And we submit to your will, and we submit to your way. Thank you for the news that we heard back from the cultures yesterday, for the miracle that you performed. It did not have to go the way that it occurred, but God, you did it. You did that, God, and I pray, oh God, that their attention has been grabbed, oh God, directly towards you, that you have been able to grab their attention, God. Oh God, that we may see them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we may see them in fellowship, God. Oh God, because you've given them another chance, oh God, to get it right. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be patient, God. And you tell us that we should reflect you, Lord. We've been working in our Bible study lesson in 1 John. You said that you sacrificed your life for people, and you expect us to sacrifice our lives for people as well. That was in 1 John 3:16. God, you told us that. And so if you were willing to sacrifice, we should be willing to be sacrificial as well, and to sacrifice just as much as you did. It does not take our lives, because you were the Lamb without spot and blemish, God. We no longer have to go to the cross. We no longer have to slay the Lamb. We no longer have to sprinkle blood over the doorpost. But God, we can sacrifice our time. We can sacrifice of our substance. We can sacrifice, God, of our patience. We can sacrifice of our comfort zones and our spaces, God. We can go out and do more, God. We can sacrifice in the name of Jesus to bring you glory, oh God, to go witness. There's so much that we can give up, oh God, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. So help us, Lord, today. Take away the spirit of selfishness. Bind that spirit right now, God. Take away the spirit of fear, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the spirit that you've given me. You've given me the spirit. Lord, you said that we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You've given us power to be witnesses, Lord. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way, and empower us to be a witness for our God and our King. Help us, God, today. Oh, God, to do the things that you have in store for us, Lord, to walk worthy of our calling, to walk by faith and not by sight, to let your will be done, God, to trust you in all things, God, so that you can do miracles, signs, and wonders in the midst of your people. God, help us, Lord, today, that you may get the glory out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be vessels. Lord, prepare me this day to be a sanctuary that's pure and holy, tried and true, because I am a living sanctuary. I am a walking testimony, oh God, to proclaim of your goodness, Lord, and I want you to abide in me and I to abide in you, Lord. And if I do that, you said that I can ask what I will, but I just want to be a sanctuary, God, where you can choose to dwell in, that you can abide in, that you can walk in, that you can use for your glory and for your honor, God, that you may get the glory out of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Prepare me this day to be a sanctuary, because my body is not my own. My life is not my own. I was purchased with a price. I was bought with a high price, and I thank you for that sacrifice. I thank you for loving me so, that you blessed me, that you saved me, that you sanctified me, that you filled me. And I want to say thank you, God, because there was nobody but you. I was a wretch, and now I'm a king, the king of kings. I mean, I'm joint heirs with the King of Kings. And so I pray your blessings on this day. Yesterday, God, in my rush, I did not pray and call out the names of the members of Praise Center. And so, God, I thank you this morning for Lady Yolinda McCown. Thank you for such an awesome woman of God that you allowed me to see and allowed me to find. And I thank you for the mercy and the favor that I obtained when I married her. Thank you, God. for her life, and thank you for all that you do and to bless us. I pray for Diamond Star, God, that you continue to work on her behalf, Lord, that you continue to grant her favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and turn things around. I thank you for Eric McCowan, Lord. I pray that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that he cannot have enough room to receive it. You know what he needs, God, and you know the desires of his heart. We pray that you bless him and grant him favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Crystal, God, and thank you for blessing her in school. I pray that you continue to bless her this day, Crystal McCowan, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless Aaron, God, Aaron McCowan, Lord. Touch him and grant him favor and strength. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan on this day. Thank you for an awesome woman of God to be my mother. Thank you for her sacrifices that she made, oh God, throughout our lives. Thank you, oh God, and return unto her, God, 100%, 100-fold blessings for all that she has given out, God, over the years. Grant her, let her latter days be greater than her former days. We speak it now in the name of Jesus. We pray for missionary Myrna Howard, Lord, Jennifer Rice, Lord, Jennifer's husband, Lord, who suffered that accident. Thank you for the miracle and signs and wonders that you're performing in that young man's life day by day. Keep getting words of testimonies, God, that you are healing his body, that you are showing yourself mighty and strong on his behalf in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, and help missionary Howard to be an example of you, God. Let her light so shine that men may see her good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven, that our family, God, may say, what must I do to be saved? We pray for missionary, oh God, Lysandra Miller, Lord, today. Touch her body even now, God. Oh God, strengthen her and keep her, God. Encourage her, God. Give her the desires of her heart, God. She's made petitions, Lord, before you. Oh God, and we want you to bring those petitions to pass. Answer them, God. Oh God, and show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on her behalf, God, and her desires, God, and her activity desires, God. Oh God, stir up in her even now. Let her not rest, God, but let her press towards that mark for the prize of the high calling that you have for her and that she's made known unto you. And then, God, we pray for Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter, God, and their family. Oh, God, we pray that you continue to turn things around and work things all together for their good. Bind the devil on every hand. He's just a lying wonder. He's just a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And, God, give them a praying spirit, oh, God, that they can bind the hand of the enemy, that they can submit to your will, God, and say, not our will, but let thine will be done, and bind all the things that are unlike you, God, that causes them to fall astray, oh God, or to have issues. We bless you, God, because you are awesome and a wonderful God. I pray for my bishop, my pastor. I pray that you bless Bishop Ted Thomas on this day and bless these your people, and we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you the praise on this day. God, we serve. You are great and greatly to be praised. We bless you even now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.